Hi everyone, Steve here with a preview for the women's final from Germany today between Angelique Kerber and Katerina Siniaková. The play is a 1.5 minute selection on Angelique Kerber minus three games at $1.85 at Top Sport. At the time of recording, there's also $1.88 available at Pinnacle for those who are able to access Pinnacle. I think this is a great spot for Kerber off the tennis that she's played. I think a little too much maybe is read into the fact that Kerber did have to play six sets yesterday. And I'm not as concerned about this now that we've reached the final of the tournament the week before a Grand Slam. We should be seeing best effort from both players, but it's a little bit of a rinse and repeat from the play of Kerber to beat Anisimova in the quarterfinal yesterday. When you look at it on the surface, yes, Siniaková has done a great job of getting through to the final here. But to be able to face Siegmund in a quarterfinal and Zareva's tournament in a semifinal, and in that second round was, I think, you know, the withdrawal of Azarenka in this section is, it really opened things up to allow Siniaková to find, you know, Zareva's tournament in a semifinal on grass and on a surface that just isn't suited to the Spaniard at all. I think this is going to be a significant step up in opposition quality here for Siniaková. And I think Kerber, on what she has displayed and her ability to get a high percentage of serves or returns back in play, I think this is going to be an incredibly different look for Siniaková compared to what she's seen over the last couple of rounds. Kerber, obviously playing at home here as well, is just, you know, it hasn't changed my ratings as such, but I think it's obviously something to consider that, you know, the crowd was impacting on play. I think, you know, helped her back into the match a little bit when things were a little tight in the second set against Anisimova. And then also, you know, during the latter part of that match with Kvitova, you know, we know across the course of her career, although 2021 hasn't been kind to her form-wise, that Kerber has shown how comfortable she is on this surface, and she's done it again this week. I think she is the superior player in this draw. And look, to be honest, when I mapped out this match, having a little bit of a look earlier today, I actually had Kerber around that minus four, even edging towards that minus 4.5 game. So I think there is a little bit of value here. Again, just before a Grand Slam, so not going above that 1.5 units. But I think this is a great spot for Kerber at home to notch up a title in what has been a pretty disappointing year for her by her standards. But I think this is a great spot for her to be able to kind of springboard and use this to cause a little bit of commotion potentially in the first week of the Wimbledon draw, having had a quick peek at that. So just to reiterate, the play here is a 1.5 unit selection on Angelique Kerber minus three games at $1.85 at Top Sport. I would also take the minus 3.5 games looking at the prices available at a number of bookmakers just as I scroll odds portal whilst discussing this play. If you have any questions, feel free to get in touch at ace_previews on Twitter. Until probably tomorrow, when there's going to be a number of plays, I think from myself and also John and even Alex as well, I think it's going to be a very, very busy fortnight, but looking forward to getting a number of these audio previews up just to, you know, add a little bit of variety, I think, to the content that we're all providing. So hopefully you enjoy, and hopefully Angelique Kerber can notch up another title to her extensive resume here by beating Siniaková in the final.